A very good morning. On Baal 15613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Yud Aleph, Baba Kama 11b. Pagination is 22, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 10 lines. In the middle of the line, Va'omar Ula, and Ula said, Omar Rabbalazar, in the name of Rabbalazar, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Govin min ho'avodim, you can collect a debt from slaves. In the time of this era, slaves existed, and they were considered an asset. And the description here is that you could collect the debt from this asset. We're not going to focus as much on the collecting from the slaves, as much as we will see that this is an argument. And what is the halacha if a judge makes a mistake, or we contend that he made a mistake? In any case, Ula ruled you could collect from slaves. Amalei Rav Nachman le'Ula, Rav Nachman said to Ula, Amar Rabbi Lazar, afilu miyasmi? Did Rabbi Lazar mean that you could collect from slaves, even from the orphans who inherited from their father, who are like lukuchos, they're like second generation of the debt? And Ula answered, lo, mine. When he said you could collect from slaves, he only meant while this asset is still in the hands of the person who borrowed the money, and that person's still alive, and you're collecting directly from the person who owes you the money. Asked Rav Nachman, mine, if we're talking about the person himself, afilu migulima dal kaspe, you could even take the shirt off his back. Of course you could take this asset called slaves. Hocha b'maya skinon, what is the case here that you could collect from slaves and there's something novel? It's a case where it's no longer by the original person, but sha'aso apotiki, he designated it that the lien applies to this particular item. Kidurava da'ama rava asa avdo apotiki. If a person made the slave into apotiki, which is a contraction for pote koi, that the lien should be on this specific item, umachro, and then he sells the slave, balchov govehemenu, the debt can be claimed from the slave. Because once you make it an apotiki, if it's a slave, since it's a person, it has a kol, it has a voice to it, that's what you did. And therefore, the same way that a person can check if there's a lien on real estate, he's able to check if there's a lien on an eved, because there, it's news. There's something vocal about that. Shodra apotiki, but if it was on an animal, umachro im bachov govehemenu, you can't go to movable objects, even if they were designated as an apotiki, and collect, because that's not acceptable to the buyer. The buyer wouldn't be able to know that information, and it would stymie all commerce. My time, a why? Ha'isli kala, because a slave that's an apotiki, you make a lien, it has a voice. People are talking. What's going to be? He's going to get transferred to the other person if the debt can't be collected in any other way. Va'alasli kala, and on an animal, people aren't talking like that. And therefore, we're not going to impose that on the buyer. So the way it stands right now, Ula maintains that you can't collect from Yesomim unless it was an apotiki, and an apotiki by an Eved would work for Yesomim, against Yesomim, and against Lukuchos. Lebasa denafik, after Rav Nachman left the room, Omar Luhu, Ula continued the conversation, and he made an announcement, and he said, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Lazar afilu miyasmi, you could collect an eved even from Yesomim, from orphans, even if it wasn't stated as an apotiki." And this gets into the discussion of whether an eved has the law of real estate or the law of movable objects. Real estate becomes a lien. Movable objects does not become a lien. Which rule does eved have? And Ula, after Rav Nachman walked out, maintained that Rav Elazar held avadim are kekarkoi in terms of liens, although he didn't want to say it while Rav Nachman was in the room. Amar Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman heard about this, he said, Ishtamtin Ula, Ula evaded me. He managed to avoid a debate because I would have disproven him. Hava uvda ben Nahardaa, there was an incident in Nahardaa, ve'agvu dani de Nahardaa, and the judges in Nahardaa collected from orphans a slave to pay up for the debt of the father. Meaning they were paskening, like Ula is saying, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, against Rav Nachman. Hava uvda ben. Similarly, there was an incident in Pumpadisa, Va'agvi, Rav Chana Bar Bizna, and Rav Chana Bar Bizna collected, based on this ruling, that an Eved, even without being made into an Apotiki, is collectible on the debt. Amaluhu Rav Nachman, this is what I wanted to point out, Rav Nachman said, Zilu Ahaduru, you have to go give it back. You have to undo your judgment. Ve'ilo magvinen l'chu l'apadnaichu. And if you don't undo the judgment, then I'm going to do the collection from you, because you ruled incorrectly, Rav Nachman held. And this opens up a discussion which comes up in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chaf Hei, what happens if a judge makes a mistake? So it's a big discussion. Some of the considerations are, did he make a mistake in something that was clearly written in a Mishnah, for example, or something that was universally held by the poskim, or did he make a mistake in something that was more shikul hadas, an assessment or a comparison, and not everybody necessarily has to agree, but there's consensus against him, let's say. Also, did he have permission to be a judge, or was he simply a great scholar and he went ahead and acted as a judge? But what would happen now if he made a mistake? Rav Nachman's ruling in this case was, you're going to have to give it back, and if you don't give it back, if you can't give it back, maybe the person already left town and you can't obtain the asset that you already gave over, then I'm going to do the collection from you. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, I don't understand why you're being so harsh on them. Ha Ula, ha Rabbi Lazar, there's a ruling from Ula, there's a ruling from Rabbi Lazar. Ha Daini de Naharda, the Dayanim of Naharda are ruling like that. Vaha Rav Chana Bar Bizna, and Rav Chana Bar Bizna is ruling like that. Everybody's arguing with you. Markman Sevirole, Rav Nachman was a tremendous force in the Jewish world. He was a great authority, the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. But why are you so sure of yourself? Amaleyana Masnisa Yadana, I know a Mishnah. Detani Avimi, Avimi said, Pruzbol chol al karka ve'ino chol al ho'avodim. Pruzbol works on real estate and doesn't work on slaves. Metaltlum niknin im karka ve'ein niknim im ha'avodim. Acquisitions of movable objects go together with real estate, but they do not go together with slaves. And therefore I see that slaves are considered metaltlin movable objects, as far as liens go, as far as practical halachas of how strong your relationship with it is, and therefore they were wrong in going ahead and collecting from the avadim, unless it would be a case of apotiki. as the Rush writes, Avalim osa avdo apotiki, even though we paskin like Rav Nachman bedini, but if he made it an apotiki that he designated, this is the object from which you should collect, gova afilu miyasmi, you would be able to collect from yesomim, mishum de isle kola, because there's a voice to it, as the Gemara described, kevin de gavi melukuchos, gova nami miyasmi, just like we collect from a purchaser, we would collect from the orphans as well. And Rav Nachman held that they absolutely made a mistake to go ahead and collect from Avodim just as they would by real estate, because an Eved does not have the rule of real estate, and he held that they would have to refund the money and undo what occurred based on their ruling. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.